Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kehilim, Perchav Dalin, Mishnah Tes Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah Tes Abin Lermus Chosas Bas Rochol, Shish Bezecher Fan Yuzivik Hagon, Big Har of Mamesh. And Mishnah Tes tells us, Shalosh Mashpelos Hain. There's three types of Mashpelos. These were often woven baskets or boxes that were used for transporting one thing or another. So Shal Zevel, if it's meant for putting fertilizer in, Tamei Midras, it's Mekabel Tumas Midras, because one would lean on it. Whereas Shal Tevhen, if it's meant for moving around straw, Tamei Mace, it's Mekabel only Tumas Mace, but not the high level of Midras. And lastly, Vapuchlet Shal Gamalim, a Puchlet of Camels. This was a large woven basket. There very significant holes in it. It was meant to put large merchandise inside. So tar meklom, that's not mekabel tum at all because the holes are too large. Moving on to Mishnah Yod, shloshim afatzim hein. There's three types of mat. Ha'asui l'shchiva, if the mat is meant for sitting on, so tmei midras, mekabel tumas midras. Shel tzabayim, if it's meant to be used by clothing and cloth dyers, so tami tmei mace, it's mekabel tumas mace. That's because it has a base kibul. The clothing or cloth is placed on it when the dyer was using it. So it's mekabel tumas mago. When some tami touches it, it's mekabel tuma. Whereas the shel gitais, if it's meant for the press, meaning it's meant just for covering the grapes or olives. So tar mekolom, it's not mekabel tuma at all because it doesn't have a base kibul and it's not meant for sitting on. We're inside for the day and pick a tuma mishnah yud aleph and yud beis. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.